Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the latest club update of the Championship Roundtable. Today we'll be focusing on Wolves with Thomas Bohr, who runs Wolves Blog, which you can find on Twitter at Wolves Blog. Hello, Thomas. How are you doing today?
Not bad, thank you. Not bad.
Obviously, the main talking point surrounding Wolves is the sacking of Walter Zenga, which happened yesterday. It was a bit unexpected for me as a neutral, but looking at the results and things, I think he's only got 4 wins in the league, if that's right. So it's maybe not going as well as I thought it was going. Do you think it was the what are your first reflections on the sacking, and do you think it was the right decision?
I don't think it's surprising. I think the fact is that we've been taken over by this Chinese conglomerate. They've invested heavily into the team. 14 games in, we're 18th in the table, so that's obviously going to be seen as unacceptable. What's quite surprising is that how quickly it's unravelled. About a month and a half ago, we beat Newcastle at St James's Park. We followed that up with a good win at home to Brentford, and we were outside the playoffs by a point. And then we had Wigan away as the next one, and they were bottom. And you were just looking at it thinking, well, this is where our season's really going to get going. But it's just unravelled from there. You know, in the 5 games, we lost to Wigan. And then we had a very difficult 3-game run where we had Villa, Brighton and Norwich. So it wasn't a tremendous surprise that we lost to Brighton and Norwich, albeit narrowly on both occasions. And then we put in a good performance at Villa. We're probably unlucky not to win. And then last Saturday at Leeds, you'd fancy us to win. We just didn't really turn up, didn't play very well. And suddenly, you know, from being on the cusp of the playoffs, you're down in 18th, and that's the nature of the Championship. And I think Bozen, the group who own Wolves now, are looking at this thinking, well, we've invested this money and we're 18th. They've probably got one eye on January, I would imagine, thinking that they might invest again. So if they're going to pull the trigger, I think sooner than later is probably not a bad plan. So whoever we get in now has a chance to get their feet under the table, assess the squad, and then decide potentially what we need to do in January. So I'm not surprised. I mean, if you look at Walter Zenga's record, he hasn't been at a club very long. He doesn't hang around. He's very much a short-term interim manager. So it's no surprise in that sense. And I think Fosen knew that when they brought him in. He was probably always going to be a stopgap manager. And I'm not surprised that he's gone. I mean, am I disappointed? I mean, I like to give managers the benefit of the doubt generally. I'm always tend to be on their side. I always feel they're a bit hard done by. I think at Wolves, I thought Kenny Jackett was very unlucky to be given the flick at the start of the season. But when new owners come in, that's always the case. But funnily enough, now you're looking at Wolves in 18th place and you're thinking we need a safe pair of hands appointment, really. And Kenny Jackett would probably fulfill that brief in a sort of perverse way. I'm not surprised he's left. And personally, I'm not disappointed because I think we need a much different type of manager now. I think this season becomes about regaining some stability, putting a team together and just trying to make sure that we're on target to do something next season. Because I always thought from when we got taken over in the summer, this was a two-season project, and I think that's how it's going to prove to be.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. When I heard about the news of the takeover and all the players coming in, I thought it would be more looking at next season rather than this season, because there are a lot of good teams this season that are stable and things. So that's probably a fair reflection. I was slightly surprised by the news purely because I've only seen Wolves twice this season, and one was against Newcastle, where obviously you won at St James's Park, and the second was against Aston Villa, where you were the better team. So I thought maybe this was a bit premature and he should have been given more time. But when you look at the league table, you are in 18th place, only 4 points above the relegation zone, 7 points up the playoffs. So it's sort of that zone where managers will be, you know, at risk of being fired. So it's probably fair if Wolves do want to sort of stabilise this season. Would you have given him any more time at all? Or do you think that now is the perfect time to make the change? It's a difficult one. It's only been 14 games. It's 7 points can be made up quite quickly. So it's.
Well, I mean, if you look at it objectively, 14 games is a nonsense, really, isn't it? You can't judge a manager, particularly if you look at it from the outside. All these players come in, all this change, and for, you know, you're giving the bloke 2.5 months to get it right. It's loony. You know, it's not living in the real world. Of course, it's not right. Of course, really, he should be given more time. But personally, in the cold light of day, I didn't think he was going to be the man who was going to take us out of the Championship. Nothing in his track record to me suggested he was going to come and storm the Championship and you know, hit the ground running. So to me, I think it's the right time. If you're going to pull the trigger, it either had to be, for me, you give him the whole season or you get him out well before January so we can actually do what's necessary. And then we go with a manager who perhaps is hopefully a safer pair of hands and can see us through this difficult period now. But because the last time we were in this position, we experimented with a different kind of manager, Stoller Solbakken, and we got rid of him in January. We brought in Dean Saunders. We gave Dean Saunders no time, no money really to jig that squad around, and we got relegated. So I think, hopefully, having learned that lesson, at least now, if we're going to pull the trigger, we've done it early enough that someone can actually come in and make a meaningful difference. So I personally think, yes, it probably was the right thing to sack him, because I'm not confident it would have got a lot better before January. It might have got a bit better, but it also could have got a lot worse. So personally, now I'd like to see, as I keep going back to, that safe pair of hands appointment.
Yeah, where would you think the problems were for Walter Zenger during his short period in time? Because obviously he had to get a lot of new players in, sort of settle them into the squad, get them to gel, which isn't easy, especially in the Championship. He scored 16 goals, conceded 17, which isn't awful. It's not like either your attack or your defence has been woeful. Where do you think the problems have lied for him?
I think it's possibly to do more with the fact that I don't think he knows his best 11, which is no surprise, of course, when you bring in 13 players and you already had a squad of 14, 15 established players. So he hasn't managed to, in that time, establish who he wants to play. In the recent weeks, he's had a more settled group of about 14 or 15 players he's picked from. But then he's tried a couple of different systems. I just think the bottom line is he had too many players and he couldn't figure out the best way to use them. That's ultimately what it comes down to. Certain players, like you say, we played well at Newcastle and we played well at Villa. I mean, in those games, he had a sort of, I think he had a more defence-minded system in those games. He packed out the midfield more, had more solidity through the spine of the team, and then the one or two players of technical ability managed to get them into good positions. But then he seemed to abandon this quite often and put out more attacking, sort of lightweight teams, and we got brushed aside too easily in crucial moments in games. So I think it ultimately, like I say, he didn't know his best team, and I don't think he was landing on a system of play that was going to be conducive to getting consistent results.
You've been talking about a safe pair of hands appointment, which wouldn't be bad for Wolves at all, especially given the sort of the amount of players that have come in, and I'm sure there's going to be more in January. But do you think that under the new regime, one that will want success sort of straight away, do you think that the hiring and firing of managers could become common and maybe you could get through three or four managers throughout the season? Or do you think they're going to get the next one right and sort of appoint somebody that can stay there until the end of the season and stabilise the club, maybe for somebody else to come in next year or for them to take it on even further?
I mean, I'm a bit of a pessimist, to be honest. So I think we are going to fall into that Nottingham Forest Leeds kind of hire and fire them culture, which is obviously what we're dreading. I hope that's not the case. I think this appointment now will tell us a lot about what lies ahead. If they go out and get a big name, you know, an Allardyce, someone of that ilk, who's serious, knows the division very well, I think that will show an intent on their behalf to bring some stability. If they just go down George Mendes's phone book, which wouldn't surprise me because he has obviously a strong influence at our club now, and they pluck out one of these managers from the continent who, you know, who might have had bits of success in other leagues, then I think, yes, we're going to get into that pattern of, you know, short-term appointments, and then just hope that we land on someone who does something okay. So I'm not a fan of that, but I think that's more likely what's going to happen.
The early favourite for the job is Dougie Friedman, who has obviously managed in the Championship before with Crystal Palace, Bolton and Nottingham Forest. Do you think he would be a good appointment, or do you think that would be a little bit, you know, boring and not the right type of manager to get you up where you want to be, because he's not had promotion at all, and it seems like a bit of a weird one to be favourite at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, he's one thing I say about Dougie Friedman, he played for Wolves, so I mean, I can see where Fosen might be looking at that and thinking, you know, it might resonate with the fans because he came in. But he was only at Wolves for about, I think it was a season, two seasons. He was a wonderful, wonderful striker. I mean, one of my sort of cult heroes in the mid-90s, wonderful finisher. I mean, he was at Palace. He did a decent job there, and he chose to leave when they were flying high. Ended up at Bolton in very difficult circumstances. That was a terrible career move for him. And then he struggled ultimately there. And then at Nottingham Forest, again, in bad circumstances, he took that job. So I do feel a bit sorry for him, because I think there's something there as a coach, and he's walked into terrible clubs. But then, you know, others outside might look at Wolves now and think he's going into another bad situation. Personally, no, I don't. He's not the name who's going to make me think, yes, Wolves have turned the ship around and this is going to be serious. But if you're asking me, would I rather have Dougie Friedman or a name from the continent, you know, a manager who's done well in Greece, as we've been linked with, or France. No, I would rather have a domestic coach. So if it's a choice between them or Dougie Friedman, then yes, I'd have Dougie Friedman. But I think there are better domestic names we could go and get.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list of the odds now for the next Wolves manager. You've got people like Sam Allardyce, Vitor Pereira, Tim Sherwood, Steve Cotterill, Rob Edwards, Ryan Giggs, Andre Villas-Boas, Mick McCarthy. It's a very mixed sort of assortment of names. Who do you think ideally you want as the successor for Walter Singer?
Sam Allardyce. I mean, it's as simple as that. If he's available and he's able to come in and do the job and he wants the job, then it's the easiest decision in the world. It's as simple as that. And I don't think even anyone objectively looking in, I mean, you know, you'd look in from the outside. If Wolves got Allardyce now, you think, oh, okay, Wolves are taking this seriously. You know, the owners, it reeks of, okay, we're going to go and do something now. Whereas if we get one of those other managers, you just know it reeks of what are Wolves doing? You know, all those names on that list. I mean, even Ryan Giggs, you'd be thinking that's a tremendous risk. That's a risk to get him in because he's got no experience. He certainly doesn't know the Championship because he's never played anything like that. I think it would be a massive culture shock for him. And then some of the other names domestically just don't impress. I mean, you look at Sherwood, Pearson, Zola, names like that who have managed in the Championship, but they all come with very checkered CVs based on their recent you know, efforts at other clubs. So to me, Allardyce stands head and shoulders above everyone else. I think if he's discounted, if he rules himself out, or for whatever reason he's not the man, then I think it becomes a bit of a scrum, to be honest with you. I think we're settling. But the profile of the manager I want is someone like that. They're not necessarily going to play amazing football. They're not going to have what you call maybe a modern philosophy, but someone who can organise us, keep us solid, and use what's available and get the best out of those players. So even a Mick McCarthy, I know Wolves fans are going to roll their eyes at this, but Mick McCarthy now, if we got him back tomorrow, I think that would be not a bad appointment at this particular juncture, because you know Mick McCarthy, if you give him resources, he'll build a team. The only reason he's faltering at Ipswich now is because they haven't given him any money to take that team on. he's been scraping by on free transfers. So we need decisive leadership, a strong character, and someone who knows the Championship. Those would be my prerequisites. So Big Sam is a definite first choice, but if not him, someone of that profile.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The last few appointments in the Championship have been of that ilk. You've seen Neil Warnock at Cardiff, Steve McLaren at Derby, Steve Bruce at Aston Villa, and they've all sort of had an impact on their teams. They've all got wins already. So it could be that a manager of that ilk would be the best thing for Wolves. But finally, before you go, I just want to ask you, now that Walter Zenk has left, what do you think your targets are for the rest of the season? Do you think that you're going to try and get into the playoffs, or do you think stability in the league is the most important thing? I guess it depends a lot on who is appointed, but at this current point in time, what do you think Wolves should be looking to achieve this season?
I know it sounds negative to say it, but I just think we've got to make sure we stay up. I've just seen it before. This is Groundhog Day for Wolves fans. As I say, we got relegated from the Premiership. We bought Solbakken in. We brought in a load of players who were his players. We mixed them with the old players. We sacked the manager halfway through the season. And we ultimately went down because Dean Saunders couldn't get those players working together. And I just fear the same again. I look at the teams who are down at the bottom now, even Rotherham. I mean, Rotherham are cut adrift, but they've got Kenny Jackett now, a manager I rate very highly, who knows the Championship. And it concerns me. And Cardiff, you know, they're not going to go down under Neil Warnock. Derby are 21st. They're not going to stay 21st all season. No chance. So even Blackburn, we've got Blackburn this Saturday and we're at Ewood Park. And now I'm fearing that game because they've picked up a bit. And I'm looking at some of their players thinking, well, they've got a bit more streetwise in this league than us. So I'm personally looking over my shoulder thinking, let's stay up. You know, that's why I want this safe pair of hands appointment, because it would be disastrous for us to go down now at this juncture where we're looking ahead. We're looking to try and make big strides forward. We need to get an element of stability. So minimum requirements, stay up. And then anything above that, you know, if we're pushing up and it looks like we can get towards the playoffs, that's great, because it can change very quickly. I mean, we've got some winnable fixtures. We have got Blackburn and Preston. I mean, Preston have been on a good run, but those are winnable fixtures. If you win those back to back, suddenly you're looking up instead of down, aren't you? So it can change very quickly. But to answer your question, stay up and build foundations for next season.
I don't think you're going to get relegated. I think there's a lot worse teams in the league than Wolves at the moment. But it depends a lot on this appointment. The manager is the most important man at a football club. And if you get that right, you could be pushing for playoffs. If you get that wrong, you could be in the relegation fight. So I think we're going to learn a lot about what Wolves can do over the next couple of weeks. But just like to thank you for joining us today, Thomas. If you'd like to tell people where they can reach you or anything you want to plug, that would be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you want to come and read the blog, I'm the editor of wolvesblog.com. I just put out a piece about Sam Allardyce, actually, and why I want him to be manager. All very, as you'd expect it to be, but worth a comment. Lots of comments and feedback on that article already. And yeah, so if you want to tweet me anything, any views, you can get me at wolvesblog on Twitter, which is very easy. I mean, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/wolvesblog. All very easy to find and navigate. And yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and thanks for you guys for listening to the club update for the Championship Roundtable for Wolves. We hope you keep listening.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.